Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like a deep dive sometime, commercial free show. Those are millions of people watch those on the weekend when I do them.
Yeah.
But start over. You haven't told the story yet. Ever. This is amazing about Jesus Christ, literally the Holy Spirit, and what happened. You totally sober. What happened?
All right. So first, I have to mention that I was raised with zero religion. The only time I'd ever been to church as a young man was in funerals or weddings, and it was something I was actually kind of repulsed by, because I had an aunt and an uncle that became born-again Christians, and they tried to convert everyone, and our family pretty much disconnected them from the family. So they were no longer invited to Thanksgiving or anything like that. So I made a decision as a young boy that Christianity thing is dangerous. That's how you lose family. Stay away from that. And I was raised with a single mom, two sisters, and a gay brother. So I had tons of the feminine input. And I didn't really have the masculine input or the dad. I didn't really get to know my dad until I was in my teens. And so that's all relevant to the situation, because my wife and I were just in a conversation about, you know, we're gonna make babies. We're gonna do this thing. And so we were out having at our favorite Mexican restaurant when we lived in L.A. in Silver Lake. And this when this whole profound thing just started to take me over. And I didn't even have a margarita.
And you were a top producer for the bad guys at that time. I didn't know it.
Well, I was actually, whole deep story there. I was directing at this particular time. I was directing Spanish language music videos, and I didn't even know that most of the bands that I was supporting were part of the Sinaloa drug cartel. I'd become very popular as a director within that whole circuitry. So I was working with some of the most deadly mobsters, Mexican mobsters on the planet.
And you're also doing big stuff for Democrats.
And then I was doing a lot for Democrats at the same time. And so,
I mean, you produced some of the big national TV ads, everything.
We did all of that. We did.
I mean, people don't know heavy hitters. So literally, like, you're sawing the road to Damascus, you get boom.
Well, absolutely. My career in Hollywood ended the very first thing that I did that appeared to support the other side. It was over, and I went from being a hero to a zero in Hollywood overnight. And that shows you how fragile that is. Again, bonded by agreement, which I'll never do again in any relationship. Anyway, so I'm in this restaurant. This thing starts to come over me. I tell my wife, take me home. I end up going into the bedroom by myself because my wife is like, what is going on? And all I knew was it was something good was happening. I just kept saying, it's okay, sweetheart. So it's not bad. I can't tell you what's happening to me because I've never had this before, but it's good. I go in the bedroom. I have a complete out-of-body experience. And this whole retuning, literally, we've been talking about frequency, and that's what it was. I came out of this experience understanding what I call the father frequency. I had tuned away from father, because I didn't understand what father even was. But we were in talks about me becoming a father. And so this was God's way of saying, if you're going to become a father, you need to actually adjust your frequency to the frequency of fatherhood, which means accepting the father into your life, which I'd never even considered in my life.
So that was it. You're with your wife saying, let's have children. And that archetype, that antenna goes, blah, 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 and God goes, bzz.
Exactly. And so this entire experience was... I won't go through the whole detail of what happened, but what ended up happening...
We got to meet some stations, and I apologize for the radio breaks. We're going to break them in, but only tell them, don't take your time. Just tell it.
So, as I'm having this experience, I have this figure appear before me, and I didn't know what it was and what was going on, but I felt this complete, my whole body, my spirit was enveloped in this a feeling that I'd never had before.
It's called the Comforter.
Absolutely. And that's what it was. And I just, you know, and I was asked to say out loud in this experience that I accept Christ. And I can't tell you, Alex, it was like, I didn't even realize how
By the way, most people don't get the direct, that means God has a plan for you. When you get the direct thing, that's...
Well, and it was, it literally was, I couldn't say it. Because I thought, no, because I'll end up being a freak like my aunt and uncle. I don't want to do that. I saw what happened as a child, and I don't want to.
Mickey, start over. We're going to come back. Got to do this for radio stations. By the way, we got banned off the web 5 years ago. The only reason we're still here is the radio station. So we're still on the radio stations. We got to take these breaks for them. Start over right at that point of, okay, I can't do this. I'm not a freak. Back in 60 seconds. This is so important. And our next guest understands. We're going to push them back some. This is too powerful.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
World War III and all the developments, the good, the bad, and the ugly. A lot of good developments, a lot of really scary developments coming up with a reporter. But Mickey had to take that break because the radio station's joined us. So you don't believe in Christ. You've grown up where you've got some family that's really into it, so your family ostracized them. You're not looking for this. You're like Saul on the road to Damascus, hit by a thunderbolt, falls off his horse, and literally starts having a vision. So you're given a full-blown vision. And I've never had it full blown take me over. I've just been more like I'm in it and I see it all. And the presence is there, and the walls go when you're like there. And then you're given this download, which I told this 25 years ago, folks, about how we lead the movement to wake the world up. All the persecution would come. You hear this for 25 years, folks. It wasn't some vision that didn't come true. This was a vision, but it wasn't as absolutely intense where Christ appears to you. That is the rarest vision. That's very rare. So tell people.
Well, again, I didn't ask for it, and I, at the time I didn't even want it. But I was told to, you know, to say out loud that I accept Christ, and it took. I don't even know, because it was kind of a timeless zone that I was in. But I literally, it probably took 20-30 minutes for me to finally utter those words. And the moment I uttered those words, it was like the dam broke. I just burst into tears.
Let's slow down. I'm going to stop interrupting. Okay. Because some people didn't hear the last segment. Some say you don't care. Christ is saying, repeat that, what Christ said, or what this vision said, and then you couldn't do it, and then how long it took, and then what happened when you did it?
Well, here's the weird part that I left out, too, was I'd never had an out-of-body experience before, but my perspective was I was in my bedroom sitting up against the wall, and I left my body, and so essentially I was in the wall, looking down at the top of the crown of my head from behind myself, and I'm looking at my body thinking, what the heck is going on here? Like, this is, but what was crazy was the moment I would have an analytical thought about it, I would start to kind of come back into the physical world. And so
you had a near-death experience. Across cultures, that happens.
It was also a death experience.
Rebirth,
yeah. Part of me that fully died in this moment. And what the lesson was, what the voice kept telling me was, just be the witness. Like, without thought, without question, just be the witness, just watch. And then I was asked to repeat this phrase that I accept Christ, and I just couldn't do it. But the moment I did, this bursting of my spirit and pain that I didn't even know was there, because I've been a happy guy forever, but a lot of it was a shield to really stop me from healing the childhood traumas, you know? And so all of it just burst out, And I was told in this moment, suddenly a voice just said, run. And I, next thing I know, I'm watching my body run out the door, and I run past my wife who's sitting on the couch. She's watching me go by. She goes, where are you going? And I just go, I don't know. And I'm out the door. I run down the street. I'm barefoot. I just remember the pain on my feet, just running so hard, as fast as I could possibly run. Ran down probably a half a mile to this park that we live by.
That's literally get behind me, Satan stuff.
And it said, stop. And I stopped. And I'm breathing. And I said, now run back. And I turn around and I run back as fast as I could. And I run into the house. And I'm with my wife. And she's looking at me like, what? And I go, I know how this must look. I don't know what's happening right now. I've never done anything like this. I'm a pretty mentally stable person. But here I am having this crazy experience. And then I was able to communicate with her, like, what just happened? Something happened here in my body that it's so profound. I still have tears running out of my eyes, although I'm not really crying, but I kept feeling this coldness and go, oh, wow, my eyes are crying still. And I was able to articulate to her. I said, something just happened.
When you come in the Holy Spirit, you're going to cry. It's not like crying because you're sad. You just start, like, on air, I see some great truth. It just starts spouting because it's like the truth. And the chills, and it's like, oh, wow, I just, you know, because now you're an instrument.
That's exactly right. And I just knew that I was transformed. And I knew that something wonderful had happened. And I knew that we were now, something had primed my body so that we could now have children in a healthy way, because I was so committed. And the reason I waited, I didn't have children until I was in my early 40s. And the reason I waited so long, too, was because I didn't want to mess them up. And I don't know that I would have been able to be the father that I am today had I not had this experience and able to pass this on to my children. And so it was just it was really a divine encounter with this situation. So now when I'm dealing with kind of both sides and kind of I feel like I'm in the middle. And I'm even with my, you know, the incredible Christian people who I have so much reverence for these days, because having met so many Christian communities around this planet, I understand why that religion is under such attack, because these are the people who are truly in service to mankind. The ones who are doing it from a pure place. But I'll even tell them, like, they'll say, oh, you're one of us. And I'm like, be careful with that, because I don't even want that label. And I
because anything that's the truth is going to be under attack. It's going to have counterfeits.
Yeah, that's right. And being one of us means I have to agree with your checklist. I don't want to be a part of any collective, any cult whatsoever. I want to be here. You know, you always bring up the word love, and I appreciate it, because I think love is our most fierce power. And it gets kind of pushed aside as this soft, fluffy, hippie thing. But what else has brought men to the front line of war to defend their families, their lives, their future, their nation? It's love for all those things.
Love is the most powerful energy.
Without a doubt. And
So now, in my experience, once I've had these experiences, I'm then given missions. And it's never too much. It's what I can barely handle. And then each level I pass, then I'm given more discernment, more understanding. Well, did you start like having, how did your life change? You start getting missions? You start?
Yeah, so I've had a series of profound experiences that have happened since that I call it my Christ burrito. And one of them was on the top of the Andes, 19,000 feet in the air, spending time with a tribe that had really not been affected by the modern world whatsoever. And I had a profound experience with this tribe as a filmmaker, and really being with these people that weren't affected by our modern technologies and all of that. That was another death that I had experienced, and that's when I actually received the mission. And I was shown at this point, it wasn't even on my agenda list, but I was shown that.
By the way, that's the classical thing. First the Holy Spirit, then the mission. That's why.
So
you never talked about this level.
We didn't get to this point, no, but it was, I was, you know, through this a deep ceremonial process that I went through with this indigenous tribe, I was shown that I had an offer. It was an offer that I had the ability.
As I said earlier, it's a contract.
That's right. I had the ability to say no to, but it was like, are you ready to stop all the stuff you're doing? And actually, it was this voice again that said to me, the many are the one. And I said, what do you mean, the many are the, what does that mean? I don't understand. He said, well, all the efforts you're doing right now, we were building Elevate Film Festival. They said, your biggest audience will be 12,000 people. That's really the one. It doesn't move the needle. And so if you think you're going to do something good, it might make you a local hero. It might make you feel good about yourself. You get to help those 12,000 people.
And it's all instantly you get the knowledge.
It does nothing in the scope of really moving the needle on a global scale. And we've created these technologies that now have the ability to reach billions of people. Are you ready to play that game? And I said yes on the mountaintop. And it was another dying to myself.
Well, that's the thing. I would describe these with myself from what I've said. It's like a military meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like they're like, here's the battle plan. You want to join our team?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
It's very similar to that. But it was a 2-day process for me. The moment I said yes, I had to deal with this. Again, this guidance came through me. And God said, you're going to have to deal with the two things that you avoid most. And I said, what is that? And he said, all the fear and pain in the world. You like to feel good. We're all addicted to dopamine. We all like to feel pleasure, but you avoid the pain. You avoid the fear. You're going to have to deal with that. Because if you're going to step out on a global arena, you have to deal with that. And so this is really incredible.
That's my experience. God actually walked me through all that. Like, this is going to happen.
And then to watch it unfold in real time in your life.
It's amazing, satanic right? energy tells you it's all going to be great. And, oh, it's fine. Just sign the contract.
Right.
God like walks you all through it.
Yeah, and thanks to my brilliant wife. When Plandemic 1 came out, it was all positive feedback for 2 days, and then the media took a hold of it and turned me and Judy Mikovits into the devil for the people. And I came home one day, and I walked in the bedroom, and my wife describes it as I just looked white. She looked at me, and she goes, how you doing? And I said, I'm on the cover of everything, and it's not good.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Physical life and his family's life, and to keep moving forward when he doesn't have to, when he could literally just enjoy his golden years.
They turn it off the minute he bowed. He won't bend the knee.
Yeah, if nothing else, forget about him as a politician, potential president.
He won't bend the knee.
And just simply the fact that if one man has the ability to endure that, then we have to ask ourselves, how much stronger am I that I haven't given myself?
Exactly. We're seeing whether he's bad or good, and I know he's good overall. We're all flawed. This is Herculean.
It truly is. No matter how you want to look at it, we just can't deny it. There's an incredible story unfolding.
This is Hercules. It's like we've literally been given Hercules.
It's the truest David and Goliath story that I've ever witnessed in my life. You know.
All right, let's head into the former KGB officer and your video, because you edited this especially for us. It's plug your ex. Have people find it. They need to share this. But we got another guest coming. I'll keep it for 10 hours
cool.
here.
And then I wanted to one last plug for our live event after this, if I could.
Yeah, do it now.
Oh, okay. So March 9th, please go to replatformvegas.com. March 9th, we premiere Plandemic the Musical. I'll be there with J.P. Sears, with Judy Michalowicz, with Jimmy Levy, with a lot of other amazing players. The day before the premiere, they have a COVID litigation with the top lawyers that are making massive progress in bringing justice to the people for this crime against humanity we call COVID-19. All of these things are happening, so we're literally in the city of sin. We're bringing all the light workers into one place.
And that's where Christ went, was where the sin was.
That's exactly right.
All the fake Christians hide where everything's perfect, but it's not. Yeah, now, tell us about this clip. We've got a minute or two left, and we're going to play this clip, and it's going to end. The next guest coming in, and you got to come back for like 2 hour commercial free.
Absolutely.
Yuri Bezmenov, how important this is.
So this was a piece that almost made it into the Great Awakening, but at the last moment I had to pull it out because I couldn't have the movie be 3 hours long, and I pulled out a lot of information. So I just went back in and remastered this piece. This is an interview that was done, ironically, in 1984 with G. Edward Griffin and KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov, who came to the United States, defected from the KGB, which was a terribly dangerous thing to do, to warn America about psychological subversion. And so I want you to watch this five-minute piece here to understand how far advanced this agenda is here in America and what we must do to stop it.
And let's be clear before we play this. I'm not an apologist for Russia. The British intelligence and others did this to Russia, took them down and used them as a base of operations. So people see this and go, oh, the Russians are doing it. No, the Russians partly, they're still like us infiltrated, have struggled out of this.
Yeah, now countries like China have taken that baton, and that's they're now taking the lead on that.
All right, how long is this clip?
5 minutes.
All right, we're going to go to break in 40 seconds. You got to come back more, Mickey.
Anytime.
All right, Mickey Willis, folks, one more time. Where do people find everything?
Plandemic.com.
All right, you can find us at Infowars.com and Band.Video. I apologize to our guest from New Zealand, who's a great reporter in Russia, but we're going to go into the next hour so he'll get his time back, because this is a big story, too. We got big movement on the war front. I mean, the biggest yet. Just yesterday I said the end of the world might be happening. Now it looks like NATO's actually having some kernels of sanity and is going to sue for peace. So we've got that coming up after this break. But here is this incredible piece cut from the film, now premiering. Here it is.
Our conversation is with Mr. Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmenov. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He had an outstanding career with the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean?
Ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes. What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch.
The next stage is destabilization. The economy.
There are some dire predictions on where the world economy is going.
Foreign relations.
Some of the world's superpowers could be on a collision course.
Defense systems.
The U.S. Army is cutting back its expectations due to, quote, unprecedented recruitment challenges.
The next stage, of course, is crisis.
Folks, we're in a crisis.
After crisis, you have so-called the period of normalization.
When we say getting back to normal, we mean something very different from what we're going through right now.
The demoralization process is basically completed already. I could never believe it when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. This is exactly what the KGB and Marxist-Leninist propaganda want from Americans, to distract their opinion and attention from real issues of the United States, to have a bunch of duped Americans, then Americans who are healthy, physically fit, and alert to the reality.
What is your ideal political or social structure?
Communist utopia.
That's why my KGB instructors specifically made the point, try to get into filthy rich movie makers, intellectuals, cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit. All these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. The psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously they will join the links of dissenters. The Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. The United States is in a state of war. The initiator of this war is the world communist system.
The only solution is communist revolution. That's why we need communism. That's what we need.
This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Okay, so what do we do? What is your recommendation to the American people?
The immediate thing that comes to my mind is, of course, there must be a very strong national effort to educate people in the spirit of real patriotism, number one. Number two, to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, whatever, welfare state, big brother government. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger, nothing ever can help the United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom, including your precious lives. I know Americans don't like to listen to things which are unpleasant. I tried to get the message across. To my horror, nobody wanted even to listen, least of all to believe what I had to say. The time bomb is ticking, but every second, the disaster is coming closer and closer. Unlike myself, you will have nowhere to defect to. United States, wake up.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the good news. The world can change really fast in 24 hours. Yesterday I said we've gone from a possibility to a probability of nuclear war, with all these different NATO heads and leaders of major countries like Macron of France saying we're getting ready to send troops into Ukraine. But since then, a bunch of news has broken, and the head of the Pentagon and others have said, no, we're not sending U.S. troops in, and we're not going to do that, and we want to go ahead and sue for peace and have reconstruction. GOP senators make U-turn as they urge negotiated settlement on Ukraine conflict. So They brought us right up to the brink of Armageddon. We hope they're sane and back down. Here's that clip of the Pentagon spokesperson.
Really, we took note of the remarks by the French president today about the possibility of sending French troops to Ukraine. How would the United States regard any NATO ally sending troops to Ukraine?
Well, that's a sovereign decision that every NATO ally would have to make for themselves. You heard Secretary General Stoltenberg say himself he had no plans or intentions of certainly under NATO auspices, of putting troops on the ground. And President Biden has been crystal clear since the beginning of this conflict. There will be no U.S. troops on the ground in a combat role there in Ukraine.
All right. We've got Counterspin Media, New Zealand, that's been doing great reporting on what's happening inside Russia. Been there covering it, and they've also broken big stories about the top New Zealand whistleblower who months ago was the head guy. They broke it. They admitted, okay, he's the head guy, exposing he had the database that almost all the death, 99%, of the massive increase in death was from the shots. So they've broken a lot of big news. We really appreciate Counterspin Media joining us here today. Kevin Alp at Counterspin Media, New Zealand, counterspinmedia.com. Kelvin Alp of Counterspin Media, New Zealand, counterspinmedia.com. Kelvin, where are you right now currently?
Currently, I'm in a hotel. It's a little bit cold outside. Snow's still all over the place. But it's been a fantastic trip, I must admit.
So where are you in Russia right now?
Moscow. I'm probably a stone's throw from where Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister for the Russian Federation, has his workplace.
All right.
Exactly where. I'm geographically embarrassed when it comes to it because it's my first time in Russia. In fact, the lead up to that was quite incredible. My partner, Hannah Spira, she worked with the with Syrian girl and Russia to expedite my visa.
Oh, sure. I'm not obsessing on where you are exactly. You're in Moscow right now. You've been doing this fact-finding mission, and we've got a lot of big developments. So tell us what you've discovered.
Well, we came over to attend the second national conference of the International Russophile Movement. This is where 77 nations came. They were represented here out of, I think it's a growing 142 countries in the world. So basically, you've got 88% of the world now pushing back against the globalist elites, doing their own bit to try and enslave us. These people seem to be genuine and coming together to free us.
What have you witnessed while you've been in Russia? I know you've gone up quite a few places.
Well, there's a massive push to create a network that will rival all of the well-funded and well-resourced legacy media. The one good point about that, just like in New Zealand, we are having some of these mainstream media platforms now collapse. They're under financial strain. People aren't watching it anymore. People are starting to wake up to realize they're going to absolutely lose this battle of information. And, of course, you've been at one of the forefronts for years telling people what's been going on. It's now starting to sink in, and I think it's quite incredible. Another one as well, some of the things discussed at that forum, you've had the global south, changes in global architecture, the West after hegemony, and is it possible to save the European civilization, the role of China in a multipolar world. Now, they talk about multipolar. Being, of course, everyone on an equal footing, coming together to help make decisions to advance humanity rather than enslave it, as opposed to the unipolar world, which is, well, I won't say the U.S., because it's not the people of the U.S., and that's another thing, actually, that came through quite clear in this forum, is that they know the people of the U.S. are just as enslaved as everyone else because of the same players behind the scenes. And they actually named some of the main people behind it, which was quite incredible. There was no stone left unturned. They weren't backwards and coming forward with their information. They were certainly on top of their game in terms of sharing information and truth. Of course, Counterspin Media being as we are, we like facts and evidence. So we did hold their feet to the fire on a few things. like China's involvement in the lead, because I remember an old Soros plan was to have China lead the next basically world domination power. So I sort of questioned that, and that Belt and Road Initiative, where, for example, in Australia, right where the constructions and planning was to go, all of a sudden you had floods and fires, and they were mandatorily taking people's lands for it.
Well, let's expand on that. Let's expand on that, because Communist China was set up by the globalists, was put in power, was used to dominate the world, but 9 years ago, the Chi-Coms broke with the globalists. That's a real break while we're almost at war with them. And so the big question is, why is Russia allied with them? But regardless, the globalists have lost all of their power that they had before, and it's slipping away quicker and quicker, and now they want to threaten nuclear war with Russia as a way to try to intimidate Russia back into line, but I don't see that working.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree, because the one thing that the globalists always had control of was resources and finances. And when you leverage those, you can basically bring any nation to its knees, especially the food production as well. And Russia can't be bullied like that. So, of course, they are able to have a foothold and hold it back. And it's interesting to note, too, that in China there is a massive change taking place within the Chinese power structure. And I think there's a few more people on the side of being more open and less domineering. I mean, China doesn't have to invade anyone. Let's face it; they own most of the country's debt. I mean, most countries are in debt to them through their loans, because the trade. I mean, they're dominating in manufacturing, textiles, you name it. Why? Because the globalists had the rest of the countries go to places like Lima and do a Lima agreement, where they transferred to developing countries all their manufacturing capabilities, but they said and sold the lie that you can buy it back cheaper than you could make it there. The whole thing was designed and created, of course, to bring us to the brink of complete subjugation. Only now, at that brink, people are starting to rise up and say, hang on, it's a step too, a bridge too far, we're pulling it back, and there's a massive pushback.
Well, my issue is this. I don't like the globalist empire. I don't like the American empire. But I know when the dollar dies or it's reset, it's going to be bad for everybody. And they've been gearing us up for that. But if you pull back, empires are the most dangerous when they're dying. And Hollywood's dead. The corporate media's dying. The leadership of the Republican Party, Democratic Party are all resigning. They are, if you look at the real world, not the national media, they're failing right now. And they admitted Davos a few months ago.
Absolutely.
That they're in being routed and everybody hates them. And Trudeau says, I'll just arrest people who disagree with me. Well, that's exactly where we knew he was going. That'll only accelerate his destruction. Because it's easy to take over feudal serfs in 1917 in Russia that had never had freedom. But to try to impose a 100-year model, old model, on the general public worldwide is not going to fly. I mean, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that. So Kelvin Alp, reporter in Moscow, visiting from New Zealand with Counterspin Media, counterspinmedia.com. We'll come back and war game all this and the big new developments. What's true? Are we sending troops in, or are they getting pulled out? We're getting mixed signals. What does that mean? Straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You know, I'm sitting here talking about super hardcore stuff. We had the Swedish defense minister, the British defense minister, the German government report a month ago. They're planning full war for 30, 40 years with Russia. I mean, we're talking apocalyptic, road warrior, cuckoo land stuff. Way worse than Cold War. That's how the bankers think with all the scams they've committed and all the crimes and the COVID stuff. They're going to get out of this. And then Macron comes out 2 days ago. You can see the press corps freaked out. He says, yeah, we're getting ready to, you know, probably send in bilateral. Meaning it's not NATO, but it's NATO bodies from each country that link up. It is NATO to directly fight Russia. Then listeners call me. Maybe my wife said this morning, I'm sitting there cooking breakfast at like 6:30 in the morning before my daughter wakes up. She goes, well, she said, Batty's my nickname for whatever reason, not Daddy, Batty. She goes, Batty, you told me the U.S. military is already there. And I said, well, yeah, not officially. Just like in Vietnam from 1960 to 64, it wasn't official. But I said, it's about to be official. She says, oh. And so I come on, because all I'm talking about is World War III at my house, because I love my kids. I mean, you know, I love living. I mean, and this is I know about wars. I know how fast they start. I know this is a real danger. We have a normalcy bias because we've been alive so long and had freedom so long. I'm going to go to the grocery store right now, even though stuff's overpriced, and get anything I want on a small budget. I was sitting there this morning, and I was like, we're so blessed to have this. I was like, our ancestors had to raise the animals to have this and grow the wheat to have it and know how to. And I'm sitting there just thinking, my God, do we have it good. But it's all going out the door, folks. And they think they can sell austerity and this whole takeover on a war with Russia. Boy, that's a really good bet. There's two countries in ancient times. There's three in modern times. I guess you could say four in near time. But Vietnam's never been conquered for very long or ever. Not the whole thing. Russia, the United States, Afghanistan. And that's where Napoleon went to get defeated. That's where Hitler went. And what is it about a dog going back to its vomit? That it goes back to Russia. What are the Russians doing? If the Russians were up our ass, do the Russians have a Chinese agent? Is Mitch McConnell married to a known Russian agent? No, she's a Chinese agent. So, if the Russians, I mean, I'm a fighter, folks. I'm an American. If I saw any Russians that aren't FBI trying to set me up, that's the only Russians I've seen around here, I would be on their ass so fast. I love to attack people, but they got to be bad. I'm not here. I'm not like, oh, on a Russian payroll like CNN says. I'm on America's payroll. I'm on freedom's payroll. I'm on God's payroll. I don't see the Russians involved in diddly squat. And why? Their country's three times the size of ours. It's got more oil, more uranium, more trees, more soil, everything. I actually would like to do business with Russia. I'm that kind of guy. So I've got all these clips. I already played the Kirby clip, but the Senate's now saying, okay, maybe we want a peace deal, but we want $300 billion from Russia to steal that frozen money they've got. That's a terrible thing, but it's a lot better than World War III. So now they're saying, we're just going to take Russia's money and then launder it back out of Ukraine. You know, well, that's terrible. Well, that's a lot better than World War III. So they've now gone from, we're going to have full frontal war with Russia in 24 hours, because they said, we're moving in with NATO, and Russia said, let's go nuclear war. They went, okay, we're just going to take your money. So this is a very positive development. So incredible investigative reporter from Counterspin Media New Zealand, Kelvin Alp. You've been there for a while in Russia. You've been watching what's happening. What are your other observations, and what do you make of these latest developments?
Well, I can tell you one thing for absolute fact. Ukraine war has already been lost. The only reason people don't realize that is because the media hasn't yet told them. It's not in the interest of the globalists to have people cut off their funding supply that you rightfully said is relaunched back to themselves, and it happens constantly. There's also Europe itself has sanctioned Russia 15,000 times. Now, that can include everything from people to products to, like, say, frozen assets and bank accounts, 15,000 just on those. They know that the Ukraine's been used for money laundering by U.S. Interests. They send it over there, they pass through Congress, some great big packages, always say they have to have it to win a war. The war's lost. You must just give that one up right now. The only reason that any NATO troops will be coming together to try to do it is because they realize they've lost. Otherwise, they'd sit back and just carry on.
Exactly, and now they're saying, okay, we'll just launder rebuilding money, reconstruction money.
And that's exactly how the banking interests, let's face it, the war is run by the bankers. All these wars are created by bankers. If your country does not decouple, like the U.S., decouple from the Federal Reserve, you are toast for the future. That's where your money's going to die. You must go get back to your own sovereign print of currency. And not many people are harping on about that. You control your currency, you will control your future. Let someone else do it. They will control everything from your puppet politicians all the way to your legislations, and the subjugation of you all eventually.
Elaborate on your observations. Let's say elaborate on your observations.
There was a former U.S. senator here. I forget her name. A black woman. We were listening to some of the speeches like watching paint dry. Okay, you'd rather like dry this out, but then she gets up, she comes to the stage, and she was there so quick, 3 minutes, and laid it out, and you could have just heard a pin drop, and I even called it. I said to someone next to me, "Now that is what I came to hear." Because there was a lot of other people that pre-scripted speeches, and it's a whole lot of waffle. But then you have the gems that just get to the heart of the matter. It cuts through the smoke and say, if you address that, that, and that, you're fine. Another thing they kept bringing up was, and you've consistently gone on about it as well, that's the destruction of the family. That is your cornerstone of any community and society. The indoctrination from childhood. Or movies created, or articles written in the mainstream paper, is Russia's bad. So when you are only seeing a country and its people through the eyes of a manufactured lens, you are going to have that as your basic instinct. That is your implanted belief system. And until you can smash that, you are going to forever foment trouble going forward.
Well, here's my bottom line. Like I said, Russia ain't in our business. BlackRock and the New World Order are raping us. Pfizer is raping everybody in the Western world, whether you're in New Zealand or Germany or the U.S. We got the same enemies. So when the Russians come to punch me in the nose, let's go. But I didn't see no attacks from them.
That's exactly right. I mean, you were dead right. Tell me the last time you actually, even China, like I personally at the moment am not convinced on China. I'm going to investigate that. Until I've explored every bloody orifice. But I can tell you that Russia hasn't got outward-looking plans of domination. They have got outward-looking plans for cooperation because they believe if everyone comes to the table and they say, okay, what have you got that we require? What have we got that you require? How can we make it work for both of us and the people at large? Does that mean Russia hasn't got problems here? Not at all. They've definitely got problems. I mean, they're stepping up corruption and things like that. And sometimes it's a little hard for some people to criticize. But then you've got to take it from the other angle. How many people have been sent in deliberately to criticize and foment problems like Orange Revolutions, etc.? And let's face it, that's a famous CIA.
But not to mention the documents that have come out in Congress and that Bongino's released. They used it to color any American that didn't want to be a slave to the New World Order as a Russian agent. So they've directed their entire intelligence system against us based on the lie that Russia is in our grill.
Correct. That's exactly what's happened. And in fact, they also mentioned there were some files, British files, released online recently. I think it was on a BritishFiles.com, but that was spoken out. They're trying to remove that as fast as they're putting them up at the moment. It's just like work being done in the background because they have a U.S. journalist or two over here. One, I think, from the...
Hold on, let's talk about those documents with Kelvin Alp. Kelvin Alp's our guest, investigative journalist in Moscow from New Zealand. Let's talk about this when we come back. Russia has won the war.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.